Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to another enlightening episode of The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab, and today we are discussing the duties of the waiters of Imam Zamana, ajallah ta'ala faraja, the waited savior of humanity. Whether you're a long-time follower or new to this subject, we promise there's something enriching in store for you. So grab your tea, settle in, and let's explore together the responsibilities of those who wait patiently for Imam with our special guest, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
Well, Brother Liaqat has a deep research on this topic, and today we're going to discuss about the responsibilities of the waiters of Imam. So when talking about waiters, first of all, who do you call a waiter of Imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we start this topic, the first question, just like you have asked me, who is a waiter or someone, an awaited one for the Hujjah, ajallahu ta'ala, for the Sharif. The basic meaning of muntazir, which is the literal translation, is the one who waits. Means the one who is waiting for the reappearance of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala, for the Sharif. So now we ask, okay, so what does this waiting mean?
Yeah.
Like, is it like someone who is waiting in a bus stop, waiting for a bus?
Yeah, like, or, you know, sometimes we say waiting is just sitting down and putting your hand on hand, and that's waiting.
One waiting means for a wish to come true. Example, you are waiting, that example, on your birthday, your father or your mother is going to give you a present, okay?
Yeah.
In that period of time, like until your birthday, you're not just sitting all idle. You are
eagerly waiting.
You are eagerly waiting, but you're doing your daily courses. Like you're carrying on with your daily work.
This waiting does not.
This is another waiting.
Yeah.
But there's another type of waiting. Example, you are waiting for your results to come.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to give an exam. You're waiting for your results to come. Yeah?
Yeah.
So for those results to come properly, example, you want
a better result.
90% plus. Okay?
Yeah.
So you have to work hard right now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that result, what you want, or that acquired or destination, what you're expecting for, will not be granted.
Right.
So you have to work for it.
Right.
So in order to get to a proper result, you have to work for it.
True.
This is another form of waiting.
Right.
When we speak about waited, the real awaiters of Imam Zamana, ajallahu ta'ala farjah Sharif, we are talking about the third one.
Yeah.
Not the first one. Why? Because people have this kind of misconception that, oh, you know what? We are the real awaiters. We are the muntaziran. We are the muntazirun.
Yes.
We are from those who wait the reappearance of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farjah Sharif.
Right.
We have to ask a question. Are you amongst those people who are waiting just like that without doing anything? Like just a person who waits for a bus.
Sitting idle.
Sitting all idle, doing nothing. Okay, so the bus is anyway gonna come.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna sit and chill, okay?
Right.
Or I'm just, okay, I'm expecting something would happen.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna carry on with my daily works.
Right.
Example, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna do my job.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out with my family.
Get
I'm
it,
gonna
yeah.
have parties, everything.
Yes.
So I'm gonna live my life peacefully.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, and the time is gonna come when I'm gonna get a surprise.
Right.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. Oh light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Brother Liaqat Abbas, and we are discussing about the responsibilities of the waiters of Imam Zama, ajallahu ta'ala faraja. So, Brother Liaqat, you give us an analogy of about waiting. You said like there are different forms of waiting. For example, you're waiting for a bus and either way it's going to come and you're just sitting idle, it will come. And that's sitting idle is a form of waiting, but sometimes you have to necessarily do something. And sometimes you just wait, and you wait for an event to happen. But this does not have got to do anything with your daily tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask here, like, for example, the moment you said, I am waiting, I'm staying idle and I'm waiting, and the bus is going to come either way. Then what if I say Imam is going to come either way, because it's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And it's something told by the Prophet, it's something that has to happen. Why not hear something that's already going to happen? What does my waiting mean here? Like, what is the importance of waiting? Can you explore more on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the first form of waiting, there's no eagerness.
Yeah.
I'm not eagerly waiting for the bus to come. I'm
right.
just waiting. In the second form, I'm eagerly waiting for my dream to come true. Example, there's a kind of eagerness.
Yes.
Oh, on my birthday, I'm going to get this gift.
Something,
example,
yeah.
This eagerness. In the third one, I am acting. I'm actively waiting. Basically, I'm working
for
the desired result. Okay.
So now,
okay.
First there's no eagerness. Second, mm-hmm. there's eagerness. Mm-hmm. Third, there's eagerness plus activeness.
Action. Exactly. Yeah.
Action.
Plus action. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now coming to the question, what you have asked me with regards to the first question, because you know what? Let me tell you something, and this is a very fair and frank thing. There are these types of awaiters. In today's world, I'm talking about the Shias, by the way. Okay? There are Shias who just wait for the Imam to reappear. That's it. They do not do anything. They don't do anything. They don't have any action plan. They don't have anything for the Imam to reappear.
It's something like without any form of eagerness.
It's like, okay, they know that the Imam is going to reappear. That's
right.
it. They're not even eager towards it.
Right.
Okay?
I get it.
There's the second group of Shias. I'm talking about the Shias in general context
I get it, yeah.
Shias in the real context differs from Shias from the general context.
Yeah.
Okay? Talking about the second group of Shias, example, they are eager, you know, and generally, this is what we find in the communities.
Yeah.
When we ask for when we ask a person, oh, you know what? Are you waiting for the Imam to reappear? He'll say, I am eagerly waiting for the Imam to reappear.
Yeah.
This is the second group. It's as if like a dream come true.
Yeah.
For them, it's a wish come true.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like, oh, I'm really, Mawlaya, oh, my Imam, please do reappear.
Yeah.
They want the wish, like example,
the
birthday, the present or whatever,
right.
to come quickly towards them.
Right.
Okay? So they are eager towards it.
أهدى سنه
سنه
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the last part of our today's episode, and we are about to come a conclusion of today's episode. Well, we are discussing about what is waiting. Is it just sitting idle and being eagerly waiting, or doing action with waiting? So far, we reached the conclusion that there have been people who are waiting for Imam, but some are eager, some are not eager. But we are not looking for Imam's not looking for these either of the categories of these kind of waiters. And maybe you said some people are just waiting. They don't have any eagerness, and some are waiting. They have eagerness. And maybe that's all because of, lack of knowledge, or people don't know what is waiting or how to wait for Imam, actually. So to enlighten people more on that and to increase the waiters of Imam, we would want you to discuss the last section of today's episode. Who are the true waiters?
Inshallah. So I would start with a simple example.
Yeah.
Example. If you have to prepare a speech. Okay, if you have to give a speech, what would you do? Number one. Number two, if you have to meet someone, a delegated person, someone who is in a position, example, and you have to speak to him, would you just go like that? Or
no.
Would you prepare in advance?
Definitely. For either case, I have to prepare.
Either the case, yeah, you have to prepare.
Right.
Okay. this I'm bringing on a very low level.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, think about a personality who has all the authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Okay. Allah has blessed him with the highest form of authority.
Right.
Be it from among the jinn or ins, meaning humans or the jinns.
Right.
Be it the animals or birds, be it things like stones, be it mountains, be it skies or heavens, or be it this world or the hereafter, mm-hmm. be it barzakh. You take a place, you name a place, and that authority has authority over there. That personality.
Right.
Okay? Now, you are wanting that personality to come into your life, into your daily life.
Right.
So that you can see him, so that you can ask him, you can speak to him directly.
Right.
Yep. And you want him to rule over the whole world, example.
Right.
Okay. So now what should you do? What should I do is the question.
Mm-hmm.
How should I be waiting? Is it just like waiting like a bus or train or something? Or just having eagerness is more than enough? Or no, that very authority or the noble personality has spoken to us about how to wait.
Right.
So, yeah, just like you have said, we have to have ma'rifah. We have to have knowledge about how to wait. Otherwise, when a person doesn't have knowledge about how to wait, that personality, like how to wait in that time period.
How to do action.
Yeah. So what to do in that time period and what is the real waiting means. Until then, the person will normally be either in the first category or in the second category.
Right.
Coming back. Now, the noble Imam, Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, our 12th beloved Imam, has said, if our Shias, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the tawfiq, grant them the blessing to obey us. You see something the Imam has stated over here, which is very, very critical. May Allah give them the blessing to obey us.
Obey.
Okay? Obedience is something the Imam is pointing
Indeed.
To. Then, I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Then our meeting with them would be very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be like just happening.
It's all about obedience.
It is the main. This is the main
essence.
I would say the main word, the main essence, the main point. What we have to work upon.
Right.
So the obedience is something what the Imam is saying.
All right.
Now I have to see in my life the action if it is with obedience. If it is in line with the actions of the Ahlul Bayt, what they have said, then I would say I am a proper muntazir. I am a proper awaiter.
Right.
I am someone who is properly awaiting the reappearance.
Right.
I'm working towards the reappearance.
Right.
If I'm not obeying, then I have to think once again about myself.
Right. So it goes back for example, some great personality is coming to your home. And they call you up and they say, we are on our way. We just don't sit and have hands on hands and just keep on waiting for them. We prepare, we clean our homes, we make fragrances everywhere, and we try to cook better foods, and we try to do all the necessary things that we have to do for the welcoming of that guest. Well, that's we had to ponder upon. Thank you for being with us, Brother Liaka. Thank you, dear listeners. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.